I'm a survivor of the Tulsa Race Massacre. 2 weeks ago, I celebrated my 107th birthday. Today, I'm visiting Washington, D.C. for the first time in my life. I'm here seeking justice, and I'm asking my country to acknowledge what happened in Tulsa in 1921. I will never forget the violence of the white mob when we left our home. I still see black men seen being shot, black bodies lying in the street. I hear the screams. I have lived through the massacre every day. Our country may forget this history, but I cannot.
Because of the massacre, my family was driven out of our home. We were left with nothing. We were made refugees in our own country. The Tulsa Race Massacre is a footnote in the history books for us. We live with it every day.
It seems like justice in America is always so slow.
You hear that? Justice in America seems like it's always so slow.
Or not possible.
Or not possible.
I am asking you today.
Or not possible for black people. That were a little clip from 2021. And in 2023, Judge Wall in Tulsa, Oklahoma, threw out the case with prejudice, which means they cannot refile that case, of the three surviving Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street. Three. It was over 100 years ago. Their ages respectively, 109, 105, 103. Why the denial of justice? And I say this to all of us who stand on the backs, the shoulders of these people, our ancestors who for almost 500 years dreamt of this moment. It was only a dream in their most wonderful dreams of this moment. And what are we doing with it? This should be our salvo, shot fired, that brings us together. Instead of worrying about who's the next billionaire, who's getting the next deal, why are we not lined up by this demanding justice? This is our reparation moments. Forget I'm an abolitionist, forget abolition. This is the moment in which we must all stand. We gotta do a Montgomery all over again. 365 days. Behind buses, but we can't stand for these people who God probably, in my opinion, is behind allowing them to still be here, because there's something about having justice. There's something there, and we are not looking at it. This is our reparations moment. This is. Welcome to the Urban Village. All of you, thank you. I'm sorry for my in and out, but this is community. This is where the old school house party lives. This is about the village. And right now, damn it, this is a village moment. All of us have issues, causes, things that we want to center, but this is our center. This is our moral compass in which we must stand upon. We must get into our respective huddles, our community, our Friday evenings or afternoons, where we get together. We've got to say, what can we do? We've got to have our Montgomery moment. We had our George Floyd moment and it got co-opted by other people, but let's go back to the time we had our moment. Montgomery, Alabama, almost a year with not riding any public transportation. Bankrupt the busing system. But we did it. We did it. Remember that moment. I just wanted to hit on that because, you know, I just can't shake the image of these three survivors and the stories they tell and how this is tied into horrific atrocities, all in the age of the Ukraine and Russia, where billions of dollars have been allocated to help Russia, to help fight against Russia, I should say. And we have not helped ourselves against the injustices that still haunt us today. Black maternity death is so high. It doesn't matter what your economic income is. Ask Serena about it. We die at an alarming rate. And why? Because of the indifference this country has for us. At some point, we must be different. At some point, we have to have that moment where we stand up and not look for some congressional, because they're never going to get it together for us, party. We have to be the light. Well over almost $2 trillion we generate. And we have to beg for building this country on our literal, literal physical backs. No, this is our moment, and we've got to stand. We've got to stand, and that's why I'm trying so hard to bring the village to us in a visual sense, so that we have something to center, to remember what our past was and how we navigated. We've got to do it. We've got to do it. We've got to do it. So I will be back. I promise this week I'm going to try my darndest to get out 3 shows. Remember, stay with me, keep lifting me, and I'll lift you. We will lift each other. All right? We will lift each other. It's only a moment, a long moment, an almost 500-year moment, but remember, all our cells have memory, and that's why it's in us. Let's take a moment and allow that to fill our souls so that we can become a part of what is happening in real time in front of us and make the moves that our ancestors, whose backs and shoulders we stand on, so desperately wanted us to see, because they gave us this moment that we lie in. Well, that's it for me, but remember, the story is never ever told until the lion, yes, the lion is the storyteller, and the hunter is not. This has been a Brown Bear, Colette Barris, Patrick Bolton, Don Carter, Karen Bennett, Bev Riley production. Want to read something that will make you remember the village? Yes, the village that we desperately need. Take a moment and read the book, Claretta Street, before the series comes, before that comes into play, so you understand the importance of this very pivotal story. Available in bookstores everywhere, Amazon, Audible, you name it, it's there. Claretta Street by Colette Barris.